The first time around, the Nutter administration tried to award a one-year contract for conflict counsel to a law firm, but failed on a technicality. Making it a one-year deal usually means American award the contract without seeking city council's approval. So Councilman Dennis O'Brien's put together a proposed change to the city charter that would require council voting on any such contract.
I do strongly believe that any contract dealing with an individual's constitutional rights is important enough to require council approval. I understand that amending the Home Rule Charter is not an action to be taken lightly, but these contracts are of such importance that an exception to the charter is not only required, but it is in the best interest of the city.
Michael Resnick, the deputy mayor for public safety, says involving council will make the contract more expensive.
And it does not matter whether this perception is true or not. The perception will be real, the fear of political interference will be real, and the decrease in competition and the increase in price will be real.
Pennsylvania is one of only two states that doesn't provide either funding or oversight for indigent defense. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.